Welcome back to Of Steam, Steel, and Murder. This production is session 15 of our ongoing tale of murder and detection steeped in a steampunk-flavored world. We have a new player joining the group in this session. The audio quality of this session will be different, as it was edited from backup recordings made by Jamis and an excellent piece of software called PowerGramo that can record conference Skype calls. If you would like to comment on our podcast or just let us know that you are listening, please send mail to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com or leave us a review on iTunes. Our campaign log and game information can be found at obsidianportal.com, as well as links to our public forums. Now, let's get on to the first part of session 15.
All right, so let's see, what are we up to? This is going to be session 15. And we have a new player with us tonight, not new to the group, but new to this game, Nick.
Hello, my name is Nick, and I am a player, hopefully.
Is it a player with a G-R or with just an A at the end? Are you going gangster on us? Or
it's a player with a Z at the end. I'm a placer.
I see.
Oh, wait, no. I don't know where this is going.
Players.
Abort, abort.
Fair enough.
Previous sentence.
Okay.
Alright, Akbar, it's a trap!
Has everybody updated their aspects in Obsidian Portal? One thing that I haven't been doing a lot lately that I want to do more of is compels. And for me to be able to compel you, I have to know what your current aspects are.
It's not like I don't get plenty of compels.
Damn you, Harris!
Yeah, but you do those to yourself.
Yeah,
but it seems like every time I go to search for information, I seem to get captured.
And I have maybe that's a clue to stop searching for information.
No.
One of these times, stealth isn't good enough.
But I have good contacts. They should be trustworthy.
Oh, no. Having the contacts doesn't make them trustworthy.
Yeah, especially when I have the bonus specialty underground contacts.
Yes, because we know those people are always trustworthy.
Don't you know?
It costs a little bit more money to sell you out. Not that they won't. It just costs a little more.
Because you always know the underground contacts are the ones that will never sell out anybody, ever.
Yep.
Yes, because they can't be blackmailed. They're the ones who are blackmailing.
I never got a chance to talk to you, Bert, but are you fine with me having the aspect, here's my card?
Yes, that's fine.
What?
That's my new aspect.
Here's my card.
Yeah, haven't you noticed that I say that at least once in every episode?
Yes.
It's gotta come bite me in the ass at some point, so I might as well make it an aspect.
That's interesting. I'm playing with my microphone and I'm causing some funny things to happen.
Oh, right, is the world shifting back and forth for you too?
No.
I'm going to come to you last because I have a little set up for you, but I'm just going to go down the list here and see if anyone has anything their characters need to accomplish before we start in on tonight's session. So I'm going to go from the bottom up. Marcus?
No, I think I'm just making money right now, hanging out with that crazy, crazy woman.
Hey, it's going to be 2 weeks since...
Yay!
Yeah,
I mean,
so in those 2 weeks. Ding, ding, somebody leveled a skill or two.
I got all my skills. Since I can only go up by one now, I decided to front load the bottom and start working on my way up.
All right, Jamis, anything you need to accomplish that requires a dice roll before we start? Or just anything you want to go over? You can send me text, but is there anything that... Gaben needs to accomplish during that 2 weeks that you need a roll for or anything?
I hear the sound of plot rushing through the trees.
Plot slowly going at the speed of plot.
Well, at least hopefully Abel is remembering more and more.
If it goes at the speed of plot, does that mean you type faster towards the end of the episode than you do at the beginning?
If you know the origin of the term speed of thought, you get to know that.
I'm reading it now. Yeah.
You need to learn to type faster.
Right. Okay.
It's like one word.
The answer is, yeah.
If not, that's
all right,
cool.
And, Nick, if you want to start with that, just give me a contact scroll.
All right, no problem.
You should have a little macro button showing 4D fudge.
Yeah, that latest one I rolled, 0, so I got plus 2. I got
no problem.
Two.
Yep.
Is that good?
Not the best quality, but it will get the job done.
Okay, then, yes, I have those. Yay! Okay. I have done something.
Congratulations. You've won.
Ben, anything going on at the hospital that you need resolved in the 2-week gap?
No, but I am going to do a follow-up with Trina's doctor and make sure everything's going fine with that.
Okay, well, I'm going to bring you in on what I'm going to have happen to Trina now. well, not happen to Trina, but Trina does get a note from the hospital that Herr Professor Dr. Klimp has come out of his coma.
And there's a squeal and like this old man crossing the street, just like this line of smoke on the pavement by his feet. As the smell of
burning rubber. Poor doctor, I found out too late to save his life.
So the doctor puts the phone down and I am there.
Okay. The doctor that you have been seeing is there as well. You kind of find this information out through him while you're at an appointment. And Ben, since your character was also in communication with Drina's doctor, I'm going to bring you in on this scene as well. So you are informed at essentially the same time that Drina is that the doctor is now out of a coma. They are feeding him solid foods now. They've had him on IV for the whole time. And he seems to be in better health, though still a little incoherent. Although from the information you gave the police regarding how you found him and his state beforehand, this could be his normal state of mind. So,
all right.
Right. Hospital room.
Yes.
Go.
Right. So, Herr Doctor, glad to see you're feeling better.
He mumbles at you. He's a little weak. But he does seem to be all there. His eyes are clear. He's eating a little bit of oatmeal now.
Right.
He looks up at you and says, I'm very sorry. Do I know you, ma'am? He looks around the crowded room at the other doctor and hears.
Lie! Lie! Lying liar. Why do you lie? I want to see if he's lying.
You're going to just start screaming liar in his face?
No, I'm going to. I'm going to make, like, a rapport roll. It's empathy roll to see if he's fine.
Okay. Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, it's a 4. Yeah.
All right, give me just a second.
Is that a Smith character?
He seems to be genuinely confused.
Like that matters to Trina.
I'm sorry. I can't seem to place you. Perhaps it's a side effect of what the good doctors here are telling me that I've been in a coma for a while. I can't seem to remember.
Hold on. I need to test something. I take out the wrench. Okay, I hold the head of the wrench in front of him. I just follow this with your eyes without moving your head. I slowly move it to the left. I slowly move it to the right.
He seems to have an unconscious tick going on when he sees the wrench. You know, could be because you've been standing in his room, tapping that in your hand for the last month or two while he's been in his coma.
Good speak. That's a very large wrench.
Okay. I'm glad to see you. It seems like your cortical motor reaction seems to have been recovering. That's good.
I have the sudden instinctual desire for fear, but I'm not quite sure why.
Neither do I. There's nothing to be afraid of.
The last thing I remember is having a practice and is seeing a few patients of mine. It seems like an eternity ago. I can't remember their faces or the name of the place I was. He kind of looks down himself. I am a doctor. And he kind of looks at you quizzically like, I am, right?
Of a sort. Do you remember working on this machine this device that you would, I'll describe the mind bender thing.
I do remember such a machine. As a matter of fact, that the same day, I can clearly remember receiving the freight and unpacking it and going over its manual. I don't believe I've used it yet.
Oh, no, you've used it. Wait, there was a manual?
Yes, I recall there being a manual.
Where is it? Surely you kept a copy and took it to your home, yes?
He scratches the side of his head and says, I believe that it was in a filing cabinet in my office.
Now, wait a minute. Did the hospital burn down?
No, it did not. No.
It's just got fumigated.
Yeah.
It's
still got police tape up around it like everything else in Metapol that gets investigated.
That's going to be how the game means. Is it police tape everywhere? We have to give up the study.
At some point, the entire city will be cordoned off.
They've probably done that once or twice to the district.
Now, since the whole sanitarium actually had a very high wall around it, they just simply bolted the gate shut and put up a flea sign in front, and it's pretty much been left there after they made sure all the patients were out and their.
All the patients are out, alright.
All the bodies were out.
Okay. Let's begin at the beginning here. I'll just take out my notebook, and you just start talking about this machine.
Okay. He starts rambling off as best as you remember. It was a crate that was shipped to the institution, although he's still foggy on the name of the institution. He can't really remember where he worked. He can remember layout. He can remember his office. He remembers receiving the crate that was sent to him personally. And it was new psychiatric test equipment. It was sent by the company that owned his practice. He remembers that much, although he still can't remember the name of the facility. And it was sent for him to test, since he was in the position of having clients that were not likely to be readmitted back into the general public, and basically had a stable set of testing people.
Oh, I see. Oh, right, of course, because, these people didn't have families or lives they were going to return to, so it's totally fine to test this.
I had been assured that according to the instruction manuals and the intended use for it, that it would cause no permanent injury. Right.
Is there an institutional review board?
No, I'm afraid not.
Oh my God, there's no medical association?
Think of like the sanatoriums that existed in England during the 1800s. There was no peer review. There was really nothing that kept them from treating these people really poorly.
Right. Okay.
If you chop off their arm and electrocute them, that's fine. Come on, do it.
This part of the brain is extraneous.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Now, however, there is a civil court system.
Yes.
Right. And not all these patients are dead, right?
No, some of them lived.
Right. So there still are victims of his. I'm saying this out loud. So there still are victims of his floating around who might seek damages.
If you're saying this out loud, who are you talking to?
He looks a little puzzled at it and said, well, I suppose that it's possible. Of course, the people that were admitted into the more severe ward were, if you remember, the Sylvan Pines had like two sections. One were people that could be self-admitted, and one were basically, these were lunatics who were being put away.
I see. Wait a minute, Bishop isn't with me. What's the doctor's name? I'm sorry.
Clint.
Alex?
No, no. Ben. What's your doctor's name?
Yes, Alex is there.
Alexander Baba.
Yes, yes.
MD, here's my card.
I see. So, someone recommends this equipment to you. You read manual, start sticking people in there. To see if it would improve them.
Yes, I don't remember actually ever administering it to a patient, though.
Oh, no, we have patients that say you have, in fact, administered to them. In fact, I am one of these. You use me to demonstrate.
Oh, he kind of brightens up at that. Oh, you are a patient of mine. How did I do? Are you better?
No. I am not better.
Oh, that's too bad. I'm not a good doctor, then, I guess.
Hey, I've got this technique I'll have to try with this equipment I just got.
Do you remember the name of your solicitor?
That was all handled through the company that owned the establishment I worked for.
Oh, good. That's better. They have deeper pockets. Excellent.
I don't even know if there's anything, like, could you even sue in this society the way it's set up right now?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. They were
medical malpractice?
Medical malpractice, etc. Although technically, Drita did volunteer to sit in the chair.
Yeah.
Right. The nobody told me that one of the possible side effects was amnesia.
He actually looks quite concerned and says, "I'm sorry if I've committed any harm against you. I just wish I could more fully remember that." He just kind of looks at a loss.
That's okay. I'll just have to be satisfied with dragging your good name through the mud and making it impossible for you to ever work in the civilized world again.
I have a good name?
Yeah, I don't think he had a good name from beforehand anyway, Karina.
He looks, he's starting to look more confused as his eyes look like they're just kind of wandering away. And the doctor that's been looking over him said, well, it's entirely possible that the coma that he was in could have had short-term effects on his memory. Give him some time. Maybe he can remember these things. And in the meantime, he looks at the charts. It looks like he will be a guest here for a while yet. Seems like he was remanded into care of the police after we are done with him here.
Shows him walking around for police tech. Please
take one. They left this roll of tape to put on him when we were finished.
I didn't know the Metropole Police took prisoners that were still living.
Oh, he hasn't been debriefed he hasn't been, and no one's actually spoken to him about any, you know, crime or what's going on there. No one's had a chance to interview him yet, so. They've got to do that.
Right, so I'm just curious, Dr. Klein, what was the last thing you remember?
The last thing I remember? Unpacking that strange equipment, reading through the manual, and there was a wax cylinder that the manual instructed me to play. I remember soothing music.
And the wax cylinder would be with the manual now.
I'm sorry, dear. After playing the cylinder, I can't remember much more other than waking up here.
I see. So you don't remember any kind of chaos at the institution or any injuries?
He looks like continually more frustrated. You also notice that he's having a harder time. His eyes are having a harder time focusing on you as you're talking. I'm sorry. I'm feeling very tired. His doctor tells you it's probably best that you allow him to rest. We'll keep in contact with you if his memory improves, and certainly before we release him.
That's good. All right, I'm gonna do that, and thanks very much. And I leave unless Alex has something in particular to bring up.
No, I don't have anything to bring up right now. Although I'm curious about the WAC cylinder. Perhaps we should stop by his place and see if we can find that thing. Or the office.
Yeah, that was my plan.
Okay. To the sanitarium, the place I said I would never go again.
You lied.
Only to myself.
Mm-hmm. So you guys better take a drive by the sanitarium again?
Yes.
You're doing a drive-by, eh?
Yeah.
Good enough. All right. While you guys are driving to the sanitarium, the rest of you, except for Nick, not you just yet, get a call from Miss Blair. And once again, I've asked you to go down to the docks. There's a Mr. White who's asking for you specifically. There is a problem that may concern the guilds he would like you to look into.
You really need to add the docs map to this thing.
Yes, I do. I've got a lot of NPCs I need to dump onto Obsidian. At any rate, she says, it seems to be a personal favor, but might have guild involvement. There's no official paperwork on this, but I have some here waiting for you to sign if it ends up being that way. Just stop by the precinct before you head out.
Okay. Good, right away.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys give Miss Blair the number to Ada? Or Ada?
Don't think so.
We never really got around to discussing it.
Okay, good enough. So you will all get calls individually then. And of course,
well, it'd be easier Drina to contact Ada. There's no guarantee we're going to contact Ada immediately.
Yeah,
very true. Alex, a message is left for you with one of your nurses, but you're out. So you and Drina don't get this message immediately. All right, so are you guys, the rest of you guys, what are you doing?
Meet up with the rest of the group when I swing by, do the paperwork, and head out.
She basically gives you a sheet of papers where the precinct's already signed off on it. And just if it happens to be a case, there's a place for you to sign and a place for Mr. White to sign. So you just take him with you. If it ends up not being a case, then just return him back to the precinct.
Is this guy's real name Mr. White, or is this a pseudonym?
No, his last name is White.
Yeah. Does it matter? Does have Ada's number.
Ah.
Because that's how we told them to contact us if they needed to talk to us.
Mm-hmm. He still would have gone through the precinct for this because it may end up being a guild contract.
Yeah. Assuming it was probably something more subtle he wanted, then he probably would come to Ada. But more out in the open.
All right, good enough. You guys are going to show up at the docks before Drina and the doctor do. And there's no police around. Mr. White and a few of his boys are just kind of waiting on the wharf section when you show up. Comes out to greet you.
Mr. White?
He takes your hand and... behind Mr. White, there is another fellow that seems to be poking around in one of the warehouses and comes out to meet you. Nick, describe your character.
He's average tall, average height, about 5'10". He's got a hat in the little fedora on his head, and he's currently smoking a cigarette. He's got dark hairs and dark eyes, and he's in a decently tailored suit. And it's just got, and his eyes are blue.
Very good. You were called out to the site because the owner of the warehouse in question out here in the dock had an insurance policy out on the place, and you were hired to come out and take a look around. The backstory is this, and Mr. White will be telling the rest of you this as well. Nick, you just know this in advance. What has happened is there were a couple of warehouses here out on the docks that were being rented by a non-guild affiliated dry dock worker, you know, where they take ships in and they do work on the hulls, you know, pull them out of the water entirely. So this is a fairly large warehouse, a pair of them actually. Guy was a very good tenant, always paid in time, but for the last 2 months, no payments been made. The people owning the warehouse been trying to get in contact with the person, no such luck. So it was in default of contract. Mr. White decided that he'd pick up the contract. He could use the extra couple of warehouses as his business is expanding. And so they're going in, they're tearing down a few walls, making room in there, basically removing equipment they didn't need. And when they took down a wall, they found something very odd in the back. And Mr. White says, "Oh, it's probably best if you see it, instead of me trying to explain this strangeness to you." And Nick, I'm sorry, what's your character's first name?
Raymond.
Raymond. Oh, right. Okay. Raymond, the owner of the warehouse had hired you to come down because there's a potential legal matters to be looked into, as Mr. White had described what he had found as, well, bodies. Mr. White takes you guys back to the warehouse, and you can see there's some of his boys are kind of painting it up, fixing the outside, and they've got the front doors kind of rolled together and closed up. He goes over, unlocks the padlock for you. Nick, this is Raymond's first time actually getting a look in the warehouse. Mr. White had asked that you wait until guild representatives got here as well.
All right.
Rolls open the warehouse door and takes you to the back. You can see where there's still some framework up where they had separated parts of the warehouses into like smaller offices and basically put up some short-term, think of them as like cubicles, et cetera. And Mr. White and his boys have been tearing them out. And when you get to the back, there's an area that's been, they have put up like corrugated steel and basically walled it off. One section has been removed. And when you look inside, very strange sight. You see four bodies. They seem to be, you know, fresh. There's no signs of decomposition or anything. They're held kind of in this very rigid expressions of like horror is the best thing that you can kind of place, but their bodies are kind of intermixed with metal and cement blocks. Like it's like their bodies have been bisected with sheaths of metal and cement, and like in their lower halves it's still attached, if you can kind of get the imagery here. So like they're kind of cut in half with this metal and cement kind of floor, but there's no blood, and the bodies seem to be intact above and below the floor partition.
Yeah, I know exactly what it's. I know what you're going for.
That's
ouch.
That's weird. Yes, I assume that hurt.
I just saw the message. A Linux server been running for years, walled in here. Yes, it's a spam server. It's a spam bot that's been walled back here. I'm going to pause there for a minute. Abel, you're back?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You and the good doctor drive up to Sylvan Pines. The place has got, you know, it's a chain a very thick chain that's been draped over the iron front doors, big padlock put on it, and there's a sign up that says, police line, do not cross.
Over or through? I look at Trina. Over or through?
What is it? I remember the gate to this place is pretty formidable.
Mm-hmm.
What about what about the other entrance?
Yep, there is a back entrance where they take deliveries. It's also an iron fence. This one is closed, but it doesn't have the big chain and lock on it. It had been neglected by the police. So it's got its normal lock on there, but it's not the big, formidable police lock that they put on the front.
All right. But it is locked?
It is locked.
All right. Can I slap the wrench on there and try to turn the lock?
Yeah, sure.
You want to help me with this, Doctor?
I don't know how I'm going to help you, but I'll try.
Well, your wrench is long enough that both of you can kind of grab on the end. I'm taking you're trying to basically break it using might to force the lock?
Yes, exactly.
Yep.
This is like pure might. We're just trying to turn it.
I didn't help. I didn't hurt, but I didn't help.
The doctor's supervising, apparently. What's your total there?
That's one.
Yeah, okay, good enough. It wasn't much of a lock. Torque it a little bit with your wrench, and gate pops. There's a snap sound from the center of the gate, and one end of it swings open.
Yeah, okay. So what is it like inside?
Dark. Apparently they took down the electrical antenna. It's still like broad daylight outside, but there's no lights coming in from the facility. Looks like the doors have been closed up. Of course, there are still lots of broken windows that nothing have been done with. They haven't been boarded up or anything.
Okay, fair enough. Let's go down to the generator real quick.
Quick alertness rolls from both of you guys.
That would be a 4.
That's a 1.
I don't know. You can tell that apparently over the intervening weeks, some people have climbed to scale the walls, and it looks like there's probably been some looting going on. There's lots of footprints back and forth across the lawn. Some of them are even bear footprints and not of the common tread that the police wear.
Right.
There's also a bit more damage than you remember there being when you kind of left.
All right. Well, fortunately, what we're looking for isn't valuable.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's going to take a notebook, so... All right, we'll go down to...
Would somebody steal a filing cabinet? That's the big question.
Probably not. It's heavy, and it's not worth enough to make off with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, really, for all the trouble of taking it out, putting it on a truck, taking it back to town to sell it, but how much would you actually make? It wouldn't make sense to me.
So you're going down to the basement where the analytical engine was?
Yes.
Okay. Its remains are still there. It looks like some people have come in and removed some of the copper wiring and bits that are the more valuable and resellable. But as a whole, the machine is still mostly there.
Enough. Is there enough of a generator for me to get it working?
There's no power to the facility at all right now.
Fair enough. Okay. Well, I'll leave that be. Let's head to the office.
It's pretty well trashed, too. I mean, it looks like people have come in and ripped out a lot of the wiring for the copper. The data cylinder was actually taken into the police labs. So they have the cylinder. The computer itself is in bits and pieces here. I'm sorry, where are you going next?
Let's go to the doctor's offices.
In here, the first thing you notice is that the chair is gone.
That makes sense. It's probably a nice leather chair. Those things are probably a couple hundred bucks. They're easy to get onto a car, drive away with.
Especially if they got wheels.
Right. So what about, I'm looking for textbooks, notes, anything
There's
like
not
that.
A lot in this room, but you do notice just like towards the back, his office is just past this room. The door's been opened. Going inside, the filing cabinets are still there. A lot of the paperwork's are kind of just strewn around, like just in a messy pile, like someone would just rifling through the cabinets looking for things of value. So this pile is all over the floor.
Great.
But the cabinets are still there. It looks like there's still more material in the cabinets as well.
Gotcha.
Hey, Bert, I'm going to search the files on the ground and see if I can find files on those two guys that escaped from the high security part.
I want to look for like any kind of safe, something like that. I'll show the doctor whether or not his current amnesia is genuine or not. I'm sure he had some kind of notes or instructions hidden away somewhere.
Give me investigation rules.
Three.
Wow.
So you got a three. He's not all that clever about hiding a safe. And the floor beneath his desk, he's got kind of like the desk is sitting on a carpet that doesn't, you know, completely run underneath the whole desk. It's the only carpet in the room, and you just kind of peel it back, and sure enough, there is the like a tumbler for a safe. Just it's set in the floor right beneath his desk. And what did you get, Ben?
I got a two. I'm gonna spend a. I'm assuming I can use my my forensic medicine to kind of go over what's there. Would that be correct? Because that's what I use for scholarship instead of investigation.
Yeah, sure.
But I am going to spend a chip on. Is there a doctor in the house? Because I'm going over medical records and I want to reroll on that.
Mm-hmm.
Not much better.
Total?
Three.
Okay. A lot of the medical records are still here on the floor. One of the people that escaped from the high security section, his files are here. But notably, as you're going through it, everyone else's files seem to be here, but the one for Mr. Constantine Forthright, I believe was the name, is missing.
That rings a bell.
Well, he's one of the two that escaped the high security portion that this doctor had worked on as well.
Right. They had two of the extra special crazies.
Mm-hmm.
And I found the records of one of them.
Well, what about the one we do have records for? Anything interesting there?
Oh, it's basically his complete medical chart. He was admitted. It actually doesn't say who he's admitted by. It just says charge of the state. Paranoid schizophrenic. Apparently has a long military history. He had taken his turn on the special chair several times. Looks like he had a weekly schedule of it, actually. Once a week he was on it. Other than that, a very long list of medications. Most of them, you don't need to roll for this as a doctor, really would not be doing this guy much good in helping his problems, but would keep him very sedated.
Not really shocked given previous history of this place.
Mm-hmm. Actually, there doesn't seem to be any medication on this list that would actually improve this person's mental health.
Going into the filing cabinet, is the manual there? So wants to check everywhere but the filing cabinet.
Find several manuals for different medical equipment, but nothing that looks like it belongs to the chair or even the analytical engine that you saw downstairs either. None of the manuals really match up to those.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right, so let's see. How are we going to get this safe open? I wish Gaben were here.
Back up and wait until Gaben's here, because I sure can't open that safe.
Okay. Well,
some sort of thievery or something, right? I don't have any of that.
Yeah.
Burglary would be the skill. Yeah.
I don't know. I look under the blotter on the desk where people always write their stupid safe combinations.
Apparently he has a lot of coffee stains and crumbs, and he's not a very tidy guy. Apparently he just covers up his mess with his blotter.
Okay, I try 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Dials spin, but it doesn't seem like anything. You can't open it. It doesn't open with those numbers.
Okay. Well, so it was worth a shot.
What kind of idiot would put 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
Yeah, well, I don't know. You'd be surprised.
Oh. My feelings are hurt now.
Well, let's see.
This will still be here. It's not something that's likely to be stolen. What kind of safe is it, Bert? Is it a wall safe?
No, it's have you guys ever seen like the cylinder safes that are often buried, they're floor levels, so, like they're round and the dials on the top, but essentially the whole safe is like a metal cylinder that's just sunk into the concrete.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. So that thing's not going anywhere anytime soon.
Right. Does it pull out or is it,
It looks like the safe itself is like poured. The concrete was poured over and around it, so like it's firmly rooted into the ground. It doesn't, the cylinder itself is not ever designed to come back out.
All right. Well, then we'll have to come back to this. So I close the safe and replace the cover panel as best I can.
Hey, Drina. You want to put something on there, I don't know, you're more mechanical than I am, but put something on there to make sure that thing's not opened, except for BIOS. Or at least notify us if it has been opened. That way, we can make sure nobody messes with it between now and when we come back.
Let me see.
I got some knockout gas if you want something to put in there.
You just keep your hands away from that right now, okay? Just keep your hands away from the knockout gas.
It doesn't have any long-term effects.
I don't think there's anything.
Unless you adjust a lot of it.
I don't think that there's anything, I don't know. There's nothing around that I could use to cover this thing.
You can drop debris on it.
Yeah, that's my plan. I'll do that and just push the desk over if it doesn't look too suspicious. So that the hatch is under the desk. And so can we take all these files with us?
There's a lot of them, but sure. I mean, between the two of you can scoop up the mounds of files and walk out the door with them.
Yeah, the lawyers are going to need these.
All right.
So, yes, we take all the files.
Bert, I'm going to do the whole toothpick trick in the door as well.
Oh, yeah, just to see if anyone comes in afterwards, etc. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. That hurt. Let's see. Should we go by the doctor's place also?
I suppose we can.
Sure,
let me just use a call box real quick to check in with my nurses to make sure that there's no surprise patients for me. I've been away from telling them where I am for a while now.
Okay. I guess I'm fine with that. Sure.
All right, you find a call box. and you find that you were left a message. Miss Blair had called and left a message to get in touch with the precinct as soon as you're able.
All right, I'll call Blair and tell Dream that apparently Blair did try to get hold of us.
Okay. And Miss Blair just passes on the information to you. Mr. White had requested everyone to come on out to the docks and take a look at something odd he had found.
Right. Okay.
All right. I suppose we should get down there and we can check out the doctor's place later, or do you want me to go to the doctor's place first?
From a character point of view,
I would like to drop by the doctor's place first.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to tell my nurses that that's where I'm heading.
Sure. The first thing you know, you guys have his address because it was one of the first, files that you guys had pulled up where, everyone had lived, residences, et cetera. I remember somebody doing some research into that. So easy enough to find. He has a house of his own. And the first thing you notice is front door is wide open. And sure enough, when you go in, it looks like the place has been ransacked. It's like dresser drawers are pushed over, his bed, not only has been mattress removed, but it's been cut open. All the insides have been pulled out. Place has just been thoroughly just trashed.
Right.
And give me an alertness roll, both of you.
What?
Is that two?
Two? Okay. Yeah, it's the whole place just, I mean, it looks like there's, just the carnage, the amount of carnage, it just looks like no one was being particularly subtle about it. I mean, they even like, there's like holes in the walls where people just took like a large hammer or something and just busted open a couple of walls, tore out some timbers and were just looking around. His house is isolated enough. They did this during, middle of the day or something when a lot of the neighbors wouldn't be around. It wouldn't be immediately obvious. Even his potted geraniums have been removed from the pots and like the soil dumped out.
Right.
Bert, how long has this? Well, let me think about this. How dead do the plants look?
Looks like they're pretty dead. They haven't been watered in several weeks, so it's a fairly hardy plant.
That wouldn't really tell me, though, how long this was ransacked, how long ago this was ransacked. I'm going to look in the yard and see if I can see signs of tracks.
Yes, I mean, there's booted... There's booted prints all around the house. It looks like some people even were looking in the bushes on the outside of the house as well. One thing you do know is, or notice is the mailbox is open. It looks like his mail's been rifled through, but it was just kind of stuffed back in there.
How old are the tracks?
The tracks? Hard to say.
That's a one for track, or no, a three for tracking.
A three?
How old are the tracks?
Several days, maybe up to a week.
He's got some fine neighbors to let his door be open for a week.
Yeah, I mean, looking around, he doesn't have any neighbors that are really close, and his house has got kind of these, like shrubbery built up so that it's very difficult to see his house from the other houses that are nearby. Man liked his privacy, apparently.
All right. Okay, so the house was ransacked several weeks ago. The other place was ransacked, and the file for Birthright was missing. And we know he was a government something or other at one point from our previous research. I suspect him, but we don't know anything for sure, and I suspect we won't find that manual on there.
Yeah.
We didn't find the manual, right?
No, you didn't. What was the best role that you guys made here for searching around? Or have you guys even
been in my investigation role?
Okay. You do find his gramophone, and there are several wax cylinders.
Okay. What are they all labeled?
Really not labeled. They're all just kind of in a row. They're numbered, and it looks like someone had, like, moved them off the shelf to look behind them to see if anything was hidden behind or in them. A couple of them are cracked, but not completely broken.
Okay.
All right, well, we're going to have to figure out how to best play those, because I have a suspicion one of those was brainwashing the good doctor. So I don't necessarily want to try ourselves as guinea pigs.
Yeah, between your quote-unquote knockout gas and this chamber of horrors we've uncovered over here, I'm not really trusting anything around doctors right now. So, well, the good thing is was the machine itself intact?
Yes.
Excellent.
It's been knocked over and it's laying on its side on the floor, but it's intact.
Nice. Good. Well,
it doesn't still have a cylinder in it, does it?
No, it doesn't.
So none of them are labeled like Chopin's,
Each of the cylinders look like they had a spot on the shelf. Like the shelf itself has like numbers.
Uh-huh.
Just like 1 through 20, although there aren't 20 cylinders. There's like 9 of them here, with 3 of them being cracked. But yeah, they don't have any kind of labeling on them otherwise.
Okay, I try to find a pillowcase or something to wrap each of these in and take them out of here carefully.
Sure.
Don't get them too hot, though, because they are like wax.
Yes. We'll find some cool place to store them. So, okay. So I got the safe, we got the machine itself, we got these things. Even theoretically, assuming that one of these cylinders is somehow booby-trapped, how are we going to listen to it?
I haven't worked that part out yet.
Now, I have some ideas.
Get people listen to them and see if they start performing crazy experiments.
That was one possibility, yes.
Hey, Bishop, I hear these are the latest tunes. Maybe you should give them a listen.
Right. No, let us not do that. Instead, Yeah, it would be incredibly fun. In fact, let's go to a thrift store, buy a gramophone, one of those that wind up, with the spring, and let's bring it over to the good doctor's room, and we'll just start playing one at a time.
I don't think that's a wise idea either.
Now, remember, he does have a gramophone in the room.
Okay. Is it electrical?
No, it's the crank type.
Okay, yoink.
All right. They seem to be recorded sessions of the doctor speaking to his patients. Do you take the time to go through each one?
I don't even know if I want to be there for her to go through one.
Okay. The moment I hear anything that sounds like music, I stop it.
Okay.
I don't listen to each one because each of these might be fairly long. I just go through it. I just listen to the middle, and I just look. Do any of the voices sound familiar? And how many are men and how many are women?
Okay, out of all the cylinders, they're all the doctor taking notes with his patients. Sometimes you can hear the patient responding faintly in the background, but it's mostly just him dictating, patient such and such on this day, we've administered this drug. A lot of them do detail time in the chair, though. It's like, we've done a 15-minute session today, et cetera, and this is how the patient responded. Unless you're going to take the time to actually listen through each one, though, I mean, that's a cursory. It's just him talking about treatments.
Okay. This is what we're gonna, here's what we're going to do. We're going to call the police. We're going to say there's a robbery, which is true. And they came in, looked around. Then we'll get all this sorted into evidence. Then I'll get these transcribed. Okay. I'm going to spend tomorrow afternoon calling all the patients I can find and or their families. And faster than you can say, class action lawsuit, my contacts level and my resources level should be up in a few months. Courtesy of Incorporated.
All right, good enough. You get the ball rolling on that. Were you guys going to head over to the wharfs after you get all this done?
Yes.
I'd say we call the cops we head over.
Exactly.
Yes.
Once the police are there and, you know, we give our statement, give the overall. Obviously, the place has been robbed. I mean, it looks wrecked. So once the police have come, we head over to the docks.
Okay.
If you want, I can have one of my nurses transcribe it rather than giving those over to the police, or you can just give them over to the police. I guess it doesn't really matter.
Subject your nurses to them. Go right ahead.
I think it would be unwise to have anybody transcribe those things by themselves. I think when we transcribe them, it should be in some controlled environment where whoever's doing work can be monitored by someone.
All right, we're going to pick up the police will come out. They'll get it all sorted. Everything's going to be bagged up for evidence since the owner of the place is in the hospital right now. You know, they're, of course, getting permission and all that going as well. But in the meantime, they'll take the place up, post a guard on it. All right. Meanwhile, back at the warehouse, you guys are going to be able to poke around for, you know, a good hour before Dream and the doctor show up. So what are you doing?
Well, the first thing, with the permission of the other two, I'd like to go ahead and get a photographer in here and get him to make some pictures before we even start to mess around.
Make sure he's someone with an iron stomach.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good enough. Sure, you've got to get somebody in with camera photographic plates and start taking pictures of that.
Give me one of those copies from that wall.
You're a sick man, sir, and you need some help. Man.
I mean, the first guy that they get to take the pictures isn't able to finish, and the next guy is able to get some good
shots. Yeah, we have a bucket right next to him so he doesn't contaminate this crime scene.
Mr. White's kind of keeping as many people away from possible. And also note, at this point, you are the only official people here. There are no police around.
Okay. That's kind of weird. Pictures before we even start to mess around.
Make sure he's someone with an iron stomach.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good enough. Sure, you've got to get somebody in with camera photographic plates and start taking pictures of that.
Give me one of those copies from that wall.
You're a sick man, sir, and you need some help. Man.
I mean, the first guy that they get to take the pictures isn't able to finish, and the next guy is able to get some good
shots. Yeah, we have a bucket right next to him so he doesn't contaminate this crime scene.
Mr. White's kind of keeping as many people away from possible. And also note, at this point, you are the only official people here. There are no police around.
Okay. That's kind of weird. All right. Then I'd like to, after we get this photographed and everything like that, for anyone else who might want to look at it, I want to go in and look and see if I see blood or what do I see?
What are the other two guys doing?
I want to actually go in and take a peek at this, look around there, and then move on, and then kind of look around the general area.
Sure. Just give me three investigation rolls.
Three.
Just one for each of you.
4.
Yeah, what is mine? I think I got a 1.
Okay. Well, with a 1, you see no blood.
Yay!
Whatever the actual medical reason for death was, did not include bleeding wounds.
Oh.
Bishop, going around the warehouse, it looks like Mr. White's boys kind of dove in and, you know, just a lot of the area has been contaminated because they'd already started working and cleaning the place up. So, I mean, you're seeing lots of evidence of that, but little else.
What about in the room with the guys also?
Yeah, the room itself, it looks like the guys with the whole kind of piece of floor they're attached to was just kind of tossed in the corner and a wall was just kind of built up around them.
Hmm.
All three of you do notice, though, that peculiarly, there's no smell of rot nor any sign of decomposition.
That is really weird. And there's no smell of, like, embalming fluid or...
Not that you're noticing, no.
Gosh, I wish I had not rolled a -2. All right.
Now, the clothing goes through. Which, no, I'm not looking at that at the moment.
Yeah, it's like it's, you know, just as a better description for it, as if they were rendered dematerialized for just, you know, a moment long enough to fall that amount into the floor and then suddenly just became solid again.
But it's like they're teleported.
It's a clean, there's no, like, obvious break between floor and clothing and floor and flesh. It just cleanly flows one into the other.
I'll ask you, Chick, how easy is it to pull the clothes away from where it's fused to the floor?
You poke around with it some, and...
Someone has to poke around, because I'm looking for notes.
I'll poke around, then.
You actually, unless you're wanting to tear the fabric, it doesn't, you're not able to pull it through or out of the floor. It really seamlessly looks like the material, the cloth, just at some point becomes steel and concrete.
Yeah. So they were teleported here. And
or they were able to dematerialize partially and go through the floor. It depends if you want to go with crazy. Or the floor was... Or possibly the floor was, well, laid out.
Became incorporeal and then recorporealized. Is that even a word?
Somebody's been reading those Penny Dreadfuls too much.
Or I was gonna say, also the floor could have been set at that level.
That's a good point. There are they? Is it just the torsos we see, or is it?
It's like somebody removed the section of floor that they kind of half fell through. So like their torso and their legs are all there, and the whole section of floor has just been ripped out of somewhere, and they were brought here just like this.
Too bad we don't have a doctor that can tell us cause of death. I start actually checking out their what I can move of their clothes and trying to check. What I can see if they have any paper, any weird objects, anything like that on that.
Clothes are workman's clothes, but they look like they're new or barely worn. I mean, they're not even threadbare. They're not really even all that dirty. The body is like in full rigor. Do you have any kind of medical at all?
No. Okay. Even though I have scholarship, I know I don't have any medical knowledge.
Okay, so that's not going to mean a whole lot to you.
No,
but otherwise, no wallets, no identification. I mean, the clothing still has tags in them, and they're pretty common knicker marks, just things that you can find in the local markets pretty easily.
All right, so listen. So, and are the clothes expensive or...
No, they're common workman's clothes, but they do look new. Like they're first time wearing them or haven't been worn much at all. That includes their shoes.
Ooh. All right. And they don't have any cigarettes. They have nothing in their pockets.
No personal items at all.
Okay.
I mean, as best as you're able to actually go through their clothes, because you know, some of it's actually in the flooring as well. So while you guys are poking around, Drina and Alex will show up in their, I don't know if you guys have driven one car or you got two separate cars, but you guys show up at the warehouse. Mr. White directs you in.
Okay. All right.
Fascinating.
Yeah, I would assume that their blood vessels fused with the rest of them. Hello.
My name's Ray. Coming up with bizarre theories, so I think you should go and help them.
I don't care what your name is right now. I've got a very curious thing to look at.
Yes, doctor. Hello, please people. Tell us what was COD.
My wonder.
Well, failing that, what was the cause of death?
I don't take cash on delivery. I take cash now.
Okay, so they're not bleeding at all from what we can tell, right?
Yeah.
No, not at all. Although the fact that they're still in full rigor and they don't seem to be decomposing is kind of odd. Usually rigor lasts a period of time and then it's no longer there.
Yeah, the muscle tissues start to.
I think if you guys have already investigated this, what you guys want to look at, I think I want to take a blood sample and see if they still have blood.
Yep.
Go ahead, doctor. You are the professional.
I'm going to take a blood sample.
Okay. Where do you take it from, and how do you go about taking it?
The arm.
Just make an incision, or do you use a needle?
I'm using a needle.
Okay. It draws.
And the blood.
Not only is the blood normal, but it's still liquid. It's still. I mean, it looks, you know, practically fresh.
Doctor, check for a pulse.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll check to see the signs of life. He's obviously not breathing, right?
Yeah. No breath, no pulse, no heartbeat.
Mm. I'm going to take another blood sample from below the waist.
Same thing, draws the same. Able to pull a good amount of blood out into your cylinder.
That's just wrong.
You couldn't get any circulation down there. It would seem like that blood, even if the top was still maintained for longer. Assuming that this goes right through. So, what could cause this? That's very curious.
Yeah, is there blood on the waist? I mean, can you draw blood from the waist, or is it all pulled in the feet?
I mean, I put it in the upper leg, so yes, I would assume there's blood in the waist as well.
So that's not right.
Are they still bleeding from where he poked them?
No. Well, I mean, it's not like there is any pressure still in. Yeah. So you've got a little bit of beating, but there's no blood. There's no blood pressure.
Okay.
I'm gonna store the two samples. I just want to check the levels of the various different things in there. So it's like they merged or were created with this block of metal in the center of them.
Drina, you're the inventor. Do you know of anything that might be able to do this?
I don't know. Do I?
Yeah. Have we discovered teleportation?
Outside of the Penny Dreadfuls and science fantasy literature, no one's really done anything with this.
What is the material? That is bisecting them made of? What kind of metal?
Concrete and common metal like you'd find on, like, that's a good question. Give me a scholarship roll, because everyone who's there kind of looking at it.
I didn't manage to find any notes. I guess there will be.
One.
Two.
Eight.
Four. It beats by 5.
Holy crap. 8.
Anybody who made a 4 or better, and is anybody a military man with a 4 or better?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. It is a concrete mixture that's clad in metal. Military people maybe, it's similar to what you would do, a ship with, particularly, a warship. When I say ship, I mean like, you know, like a naval vessel, not a...
Concrete. Does it look like his clothing is straight up and down from where or is it kind of like the concrete dry with him in it?
No, it definitely didn't just dry with him in it, because then there would be some cracking around where the body intersects. No, not at all. Like, the body and the metal material just seem to flow one into the other.
I look over at Drina and go, whatever caused this, Drina, you've got a new toy to play with.
Possibly. Wow, that's weird. So it's reinforced concrete, essentially.
Well, no, it's not so much that. It's like a concrete that's got a metal shell over it. So it's got the strength of the metal, but it's going to be a little bit more buoyant than a solid steel sheet would be. That's why you military guys kind of think that it reminds you very similar of the decking they would use on some of the new ironclads that are out.
I don't know what else to look at on that body.
Okay, who was the previous owner of this warehouse?
Who do you ask?
I asked Mr. White.
Mr. White says, well, I don't know who the owner was. I'm sure the rental people would have that, but the guys that I saw around here, Mr. Bob Starling was the kind of manager of the area here. He would do all the ship fittings and all the repair work. I didn't know him all that well. Nice enough guy. Didn't talk much.
Okay, we might want to go along that avenue, figure out who owned it, see if we can find there, because I don't think these bodies are telling us anything other than it was a horrific death.
I'd still like to take them back and dissect them.
How are you going to get them out of the concrete?
Jackhammers? Yeah, we have to get jackhammers.
No, you don't want to jackhammer this. Just do a concrete saw, man.
I guess that works too.
Yeah. Well, if we have concrete saws now.
Well, Mr. White, have you got a compass handy?
A compass? Yeah. We've got some shipboard compasses. Yeah, I can bring you one.
This is no time to get your merit badge.
If you could easily jury-rig one, Mr.
Mr. White, I've got some here that haven't been fitted into ships yet. Let me go grab one. Okay. It comes back in with a brass and wood compass. You know, it's larger. It's meant to be put on a control panel of a ship. Hands it over to you.
Okay, I go to the area to see if anything strange happens to the compass.
Yeah, the compass just starts rotating in circles the closer you get it to the guys.
That is, it's disturbing. Anybody have a portable radio? Or a radio?
No. I don't think anybody has a portable unit.
What's on the other
side? Well, how small is a regular radio? Could if they give us a radio they were listening to boxing on, so I can plug it in over here? Or not plug it in, but it's getting wireless electricity.
Yeah,
anyway,
somebody will bring in a radio. And
are we getting high amounts of static in the area?
Yes, you are.
I want to try testing this stun gun, which works off the wireless electricity, and just make sure that, just like throw it against the wall or something, just to see if it's not, if any of that's been screwed up.
I'm sorry, say that again, Jameis.
The stun guns we have.
Yes. And what are you going to do?
To see if that's been affected by anything strange in the area.
Are you going to discharge the gun or just seeing if something happens to the gun?
I was going to try and fire it into a wall.
Okay. Just do a wall in here. It discharges. Mr. White kind of ducks. He's like, hey, what are you doing?
I'm not pointing any of them, so.
Could you try shooting the, while you have that out, try shooting the block itself, see what happens.
It's metal reinforced. It's going to go around the metal.
The obvious target I'm not sure we want to shoot, I say, indicating the bodies.
Yes.
Well, we do have.
I'm not sure.
On the other hand, we do have four.
Right, I go and I call a heavy equipment guy and get the concrete saw out here.
Now, since no one stopped me, I'm going to shoot one of the bodies.
No, don't shoot one of the bodies. I ignore him. Ignore him. He knows nothing. He's not working. He's not even official.
Why would you shoot one of the bodies?
Well, unless someone's actually going to stop him, he's going to shoot one.
No, I, yeah.
I stopped the guy trying to
stop him.
Yeah. I was back up of it before he, when he's aiming the gun at them and look on him, he used.
Yeah, I try to stop him.
I try to stop the guy trying to stop him.
Fine.
Just everybody give me an athletics roll just to kind of see who's faster than who.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, the dice.
Four.
Yeah, the dice gods are not with me today. One.
So what was your roll, Jameis?
Four.
Anybody beat four?
No.
Oh,
I...
No, I got a zero, sorry.
Yep, then he, while you guys are kind of talking, he just pulls the trigger.
Damn it.
The effect is kind of is astonishing. It does discharge into, I guess, the nearest guy that you're just kind of pointing it at.
Yeah, someone who's
target. And there's like a brief kind of bluish nimbus that surrounds all the bodies for just an instant, and it's gone.
Interesting. Is the static still there?
On the radio and everything? No, it actually stops.
Oh, compass fine?
Damn.
Compass is fine now.
So whatever you did equalize the electromagnetic resonance these people were giving off? Or maybe they were giving off positive?
I don't know what you were talking about.
They know about electromagnetics in this time.
Oh, but given me not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's a difference between what, you know, players may know of the area and what people know of the area and what particular characters know.
Yeah, what is he talking about?
Magic.
Magic isn't real.
Who the hell is shooting in here?
I point to Logos.
Damn it. Damn it! Why has this started again?
Blame the new guy.
Professional.
I just look at Tarina and say, who do you think is shooting in here?
I don't have a gun. So
it means nothing.
So unless I hate you all.
I should see Kevin putting his gun away.
Yeah.
Not like he's trying to hide or anything, he's just putting it away.
Right. Did you learn anything by doing that?
Yes.
Yeah, we equalized the electromagnetic pressure in here, maybe? Sort of? Who knows?
What? So, yeah, what did you learn? Share with the class.
Negate the effect.
Negate what effect?
Of whatever it was that was here.
Yeah, they seem to no longer have a charge on them.
Huh, that was weird. It didn't shock you when you were cutting them with the steel implement, or...
We haven't done that yet.
No, he drew blood, and it's with a metal needle, and it's a metal cylinder, and no,
yeah,
it didn't.
That's very odd.
So are the the body still in the concrete?
Yes, they are. Yep.
They just don't have a charge anymore.
Well, we're suspecting they had some sort of charge because we were getting extra static in the area, and his compass was pointing it, so...
The compass was going wild.
Yeah, so whatever was messing with the electromagnetic normalcy in this room. Maybe.
I want to try an alchemy roll to see if there's anything, I don't know, that occurs to me, or if I can figure out how to duplicate this.
Well, you don't have to make a roll. I mean, just having alchemy, I mean, you know, you know that nothing is beyond science. But as opposed to actually being able to glean anything from this from alchemy, you would have to be able to bring samples to your, you know, to a place where you can dissect and run studies. I mean, you're not going to be able to tell anything by just looking at them, other than what you've already discovered.
I see.
Did Mr. White tell us who the previous owner was?
He said he didn't know who the owner was, just the guy that worked here, but said the people that rented the place out would surely have records.
Yeah, I mean, is there some kind of office in here? Or?
Not here, but Mr. White, I'll take you to the office if you want to find out.
I was wondering if Bob Starling had an office or, you know.
We'd like to go.
One of these rooms that we broke up the walls for looked like it was an office, but it had been cleared out. I mean, the desk and cabinets were there, but nothing was left behind.
Well, yeah. Can you take us to the office where might have the records?
Was there a...
See the desk.
The records of who owned it?
Well, I know the owners. I mean...
The previous owners?
No, he knows the rental company.
Yeah. I want to know who was the previous rentor.
Was Bob Starling.
No, Bob Starling was someone who worked here.
He worked.
But do we think the
work here is Christian? Yes.
And were they related to 3R, obviously?
Yes. I have a suspicion. Wait, who's 3R?
and was there any...
Oh, like, yeah, I do.
Below on the docks?
Yeah, it was.
I'm sorry, say that again. Was there anything wet on the docks?
Was there any weird glow on the docks, like in the past, you know, or in any kind of dock area in the past... I don't know, 2 weeks?
I look at him and go, there's normally a glow in the docks. The mist causes all the lamps to have a nice little bit of a glow.
Yes, but that doesn't mean the river, you know, where the boats are, necessarily glow.
Hey, Bert.
Yeah.
You said they're sunk. If I take where their feet are, is that sea level? Or how far above sea level is it?
Oh, where the dock is?
Where their shoes would be placed.
Oh, no, it's not even close.
How far above it is it?
The dock and the wharf that you're on is like a good, the pylons are a good 10 feet above the water. Because this is deep area and large ships come to dock here.
Yeah. You said it's a dry dock though, right?
Yeah, it's set up to be able to dry dock here, yes.
Right. I mean, has there been any ships going weird, you know, where ships were, or anything like that?
Mr. White tells you that his boys haven't really told him anything odd going on. I mean, not since you lot have helped us that problem we had a few months ago.
I look blankly at him.
Not you. Us. We do good work. We don't know you.
Yes, and you speak English very well.
Yes. It's my first language.
Somebody had asked about seeing the desk that was in here. Mr. White directs you to a scrap pile. They're getting ready to burn it all, but it's still there. I mean, it's, you know, just a basic roll top desk, wood. There were a couple of filing cabinets, also wood. Nothing in them. And you go, you don't have to roll for it. I mean, you go over it pretty well. The furniture is not even that nice, or his boys would have taken some of them. It just looked like it was just, you know, junk furniture. Some of it was even already busted up from them just hauling it out and tossing it on the pile here. So yeah, nothing, no secret compartments or anything like that. Pretty utilitarian stuff. I mean, we had some solicitors go by when rent was a couple of months late, since Bob's the only one anyone's had a contact here with. But other than that, nothing. And he does say he does bring you in the information to the guy that actually did the renting of the place. Let's see, Harold Joyner is the name on the contracts. He's also got an address and phone number here for you as well.
Bert, I want to go back to the bodies for a minute. I'm going to search for any incisions or poke marks or any kind of marks in the blemishes in the skin.
Unless you're going to cut their clothes off to be able to get a good look at their bodies.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Then I'll wait until I dissect them.
Yeah.
Well, let's get some people to work on getting them out.
Adrena's already done that. They're right over there. Right there.
Yeah, some boys come out with some hammers and chisels, and
oh, they don't even have concrete saws. That sucks.
Yeah, I was calling for a concrete saw. I thought we had these.
Oh yeah, it's just nothing, you know, really close by. They're just going to get to work on this until they can get them over here. It's not like these guys deal with concrete very often.
Yeah, that's going to take forever, boys. Like, you might want to wait until someone has a concrete saw,
right, especially with.
A jackhammer.
Or maybe some kind of robot to come and
Yes.
Sure, they'll have steam-powered chisels.
Yeah, I would like, you know, have to have the bodies in as pristine position as we could get.
Well, they offer to cut like a couple of feet around so that you take a little bit of the floor material with the bodies if you want.
That works.
Okay, so we have a common maker's mark.
I have this strange feeling that it's going to break my damn dissection table when I put these things up there. Anyway,
you can just discharge it to the city.
Well, we're perfectly normal. Are we on a city case here?
I look at him and go, you could just charge it to the other city. The other city expense.
Wow, that's a deep level of professionalism you have there.
Don't worry.
Serious.
I mean, that's not something I would perhaps be talking openly about committing fraud.
Now, what are the chances I could go take one of my robots, get it operational, and bring it back here?
I think you've actually got several operational robots. You just haven't really reprogrammed them or anything.
Now, the guys are making pretty fast work of it. I mean, you know, you give them half an hour and they'll have them separated out.
While they're doing that, go see if we can send someone by Harold Joyner's address?
I would be more than happy.
Why don't we go by there?
Yeah, we need someone to take the bodies away though, and cut them up.
Maybe leave the doctor here since that's his work.
It's going to take half an hour to get the bodies free at this rate. So I don't know where the address is, but we can.
Yeah, we got
the bodies delivered. He can come back later if he wants to come with us.
Yeah.
That's my plan. I'll let my nurses know that they're coming, and the guy's a tidy sum.
Your nurses are pretty blasé to all this stuff with everything you've been floating by them recently. They're like,
Honestly, is that something you want to advertise for your business? Have four bodies in concrete walk through your front door?
He saves
coming through the front door.
He saves all
or
kinds
through
of lives.
Any door? Okay, that's not my business. I don't care.
Anyway, Bert, I'm gonna slip the workers a tidy sum of money and tell them tell them that there's, they'll get an equal payment once they deliver the bodies and set them into one of my back operating theaters.
Yeah. Well, the guys take your money, but then they kind of look over at Mr. White, who gives them the nod, and they say, okay, yeah, we'll do that.
I love that attitude. That's a beautiful attitude right there.
I'm assuming they'll have some sort of truck that they'll be able to deliver with. The heavy
They're not carrying it through the streets. That would be hilarious, though.
I don't think they can carry them through the streets. That's my point. I don't think they can carry them at all.
That's why they're probably going to grab a truck or something.
Yeah.
They're tossing them in the back of, like, a dump truck.
A 10-ton truck or something.
Okay.
I'm also going to call my office and let them know about the madness that's about to come.
So we go by Carol Joyner's house?
Yes.
Carol Joyner. All right. Who all is going? Everybody?
I think we all have to attend.
Yeah.
Well, Carol Joyner's address, as was given to you by Mr. White and filed with the renter, is a vacant lot.
Nice.
Okay, time to go by the police station, check out the usernames.
Would be a gay bar.
Yes. Yes, that's what I was thinking immediately.
All right, so I wonder what
sign in the lot saying soon to come gay bar. No.
I wonder what dirty deeds Mr. Joyner did. So.
Okay, let's go by the police station.
Why would we go by the police station?
We have contacts with them who could tell us about these people's names, possibly.
Well, we could go by Bob Starling. We know he's a real person.
Okay, we could go by his house. If we had his address.
We do have his address.
We do?
Yeah, they sent people by there.
But did anyone ask for it?
It's easy enough to get it. I mean, it's...
Okay.
I call up Mr. White and go, what's his address?
As a matter of fact, people that hired your character, Nick, would have, they would have told you what they've done so far. So, you know, they sent solicitors out, so you'll have the address. It's a fairly nice apartment in District 3. It's the third floor.
Nobody gets
the same Bob we had last adventure? Same name?
No, it's not. Last name should be different.
I thought we came across a Bob last time.
You did, but he was not a Starling.
Yeah.
Bob's pretty common.
All right, that's where I'm getting confused. I thought it was the same Bob from last time. Right.
Yeah.
At least he's not putting characters actually into the game anymore. That's at least the positive side of things.
Bob Starling. So when he's not here, we're going to have to go to the police.
Bob's place is on the third floor. And tacked onto his door is basically the solicitor's note saying that he's in arrears, and please get in contact with such and such company.
Okay.
Still on the door.
That's very odd. Yes. There. we knock on the door. Knock, knock, knock.
The hollow sound of your knock.
Any windows?
Okay. Can we go to the landlady and ask if we can be let into this?
Yeah.
Find the landlord and see if he's willing to.
Maybe I'm sure Gavin. I'm sure Gavin tried the door and it was unlocked, right?
We don't have any
legal
reason to.
I know.
Yeah, I mean we don't have any legal rights, but. We can always ask him, the landlord.
As you said, we can ask the landowner and just, if they're willing to let us in, because we haven't heard from them for a while, then that's easy enough. We can say we are guild operatives, that's fine, it's just that we aren't on a guild case in this case.
Yeah. Landlord,
we can apply.
Landlord says, well, Bob's always been a really good tenant for me. You guys are friends of his? You worried about him?
Yeah, we're worried about him. He hasn't showed up to work for 2 months.
Yeah, no one's mentioned any bad smells coming from the place, but it's probably best to check.
Has he been making rent?
He's paid up for the next 6 months.
Okay, he paid up in advance. That's interesting.
She grabs a key, and this is an older lady. He kind of toddles up the stairs and opens up Bob's door. Neat and tidy. He doesn't look like it's not ransacked or anything, but he doesn't have a lot here. Bed, dresser. It looks like he's got a small kitchen. It looks like a meal was being prepared and it's still kind of laying out on the table. Long since cold, bread stale.
Mm-hmm. I'm reading a book. What if after the Mary Celeste?
Yes.
Is the bread healthy, Bert?
It's stale, not moldy.
And I don't personally know what the time frame that goes to. Would someone know?
I probably would.
Yeah, you can give me the forensics roll.
Six for medicine. Bert.
Yeah, it's probably just been a few days.
Wow, that's weird. And he hasn't taken the notice down from his door?
Well, the notice was just delivered within the last day or two.
Oh, okay. Okay. Just so he's been gone for...
Wait, I'm sorry. What does the notice say exactly?
It's basically just from a lawyer saying that such and such company would like to get in contact with you. Please at your earliest convenience, etc. It's an actual legal contract, though. Basically, it's a warning that if you don't respond, there might be legal means taken against you.
Like someone asks your landlady and bait your part. Okay. And can we make a notation of the phone number that he's using?
Yeah. Using that? Okay. You had actually already had the phone number previously as well.
Yeah. I just want to make sure those two are
any sign that he's packed a suitcase?
Do you start rummaging through his room? Or right now, you guys are just kind of standing in the doorway with the...
Kind of look around if the landlady's still there.
Oh, yeah, she's still there. She's
if she'd gone in with you or not. Okay.
She opened the door, and she was the first one in. And she's kind of looks around and says, oh, it doesn't look like Bob's here.
No.
Yeah, don't you find it fascinating that he left a meal out what looks like about 6 days ago?
Oh, Bob's a busy boy. He might have just got called into work.
But he hasn't been to work.
Yeah, he ain't showed up.
She goes and like adjusts her eyeglasses and takes a better look at the notice pinned on the door. It's like, oh my.
Yes. Well, when
Bob got himself into some trouble.
If you don't mind,
I sure don't want to keep him as a tenant.
Have some idea where you went?
Yes.
Say that again, Jimis.
If you don't mind us looking around, we might have some idea about where he went.
She said, "Yeah, just don't take anything." But yeah, I guess we should find out where he went.
Investigation rules.
You really don't have to roll. I mean, just cursory, unless you're gonna like really go over the place really well. What you find is his clothes have look like they have been packed. Although there are some left behind, like his what looks like to be his laborer clothes. They're still a little dusty. They haven't been cleaned yet, or still in the corner. But you can tell from his wardrobe that he did have other clothing there that's kind of been taken down. The coat hangers are still hanging there.
Okay. Clothes been packed. So he left town kind of in a hurry. Probably got a phone call. Be interesting to see what his left phone call was.
Is phone system heavy, like *69 or something that you can dial the last number ring in?
Oh, that's a good point.
Well, it's got a operator on the other end, so, I mean, you could just pick it up and see if the operator has a... not likely. Yeah. With the systems they have during this time, the operator just basically physically plugs your line into the line you're trying to call. So there's really no...
Oh, man. There's no record or anything.
Not likely, unless they happen to have a 1-in-100 chance of being operators or remember doing the call.
It's always a, if it's a 1 in a million chance, it just might work.
Mr. Bishop, you seem to know people everywhere. Do you know anyone in the, you know the operator?
Oh, let's see. I might.
Good Lord.
Do I know an operator?
What's your total?
7.
You pick up the phone and you get an operator on the other end. Voice sounds a little familiar. I mean, there's not a huge number of operators in Metapol. And she just says, what number, please?
Do you happen to know the number that was last called from here?
Into
here?
I'm afraid that... Who is this?
Take your ass, we took it up a bit.
Better advice.
What did he say? I couldn't understand. Yeah.
Take your ass, talk it up a bit. You like that sort of thing. Come on.
Please don't talk her up. Remember me, it's Daniel.
You rolled a 7?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I don't remember your name, but that's pretty typical for me.
That's true. Let me start so I give you my book. Oh, wait a minute.
I take out that black book and that I got from the other guy and check out the career.
She's like, Daniel Bishop? Weren't you seeing Cynthia? She's on the shift before me. You met her at Alejandro's about a month ago.
This is what I get for a 7?
Sounds it's like she's referring to a book of her own. Yeah, she's like, well, yeah, her friend is Cynthia. I'll see what I can do.
You forget, you gotta include last name when you say Daniel, because there's so many womenizer Daniels. That's why we have to say
that. She comes back after a while and says, well, I can't tell you which of these numbers are the last to call in, but the last 3 numbers to call into this phone, and she gives you the numbers.
I, get a pen and write them down and hand them to Gavin.
Yep. Two of them are local. One of them was a long distance link from
French.
Outside of Metapol.
French?
They don't know.
I say, thank you. You're such a sweet dear. Tell Cynthia I'll meet her on Friday at 8. Actually, never mind. I'll call her myself.
You hear her talking to somebody in the background, and she's like, I don't know, but he sounds cute. He's got a 4 in the book. Enough. So you end up getting 2 numbers. 2 of them are local to Metapol. One of them was from an outside of the city line, patched in. International.
Bert, I want to correct you. I think he just got 4 numbers.
Oh, 4.
Daniel may have gotten 4 numbers.
He shares 3 with you.
And do we know Mr. White's number so we can go ahead and X that off our list?
No, but you can X off the solicitor's number.
Okay. So we have 1 unknown and 1 international.
Do I recognize the extension? The prefix, I should say.
No, actually, you do not.
That's not French.
Really? We don't recognize the prefix?
Mm-hmm.
It's not French. It's not German.
Well, no, actually, what it likely is, just by looking at the number, anybody with military experience can look at this as well. It was likely actually put in through a Zeppelin.
Oh, wow. Well, he's a mysterious mister whose mystery has nothing to do with the hole in the escape. Nothing to do.
I'm so tempted.
Yeah.
I can't resist this, sorry.
Please don't.
I have to.
Kevin, please call this. Call the number.
I'm wondering if it's the number of Harris.
Damn you.
Harris? I immediately dial it.
Oh! I couldn't resist.
I knew you. Oh! I told you to resist.
Actually, I think about it for a minute, and then I give it to Dreen and go, it's probably that crashed blip that attacked your house, actually. The crashed Zeppelin.
That's, no, why would you, you had a Zeppelin attached to your
Actually, you're
not
able to
actually crash the Zeppelin. Exactly.
You won't be able to actually dial the number because it was like a one-time use number. Like a Zeppelin that comes within range of a broadcast can, you know, can make a link to the Metapole phone system, but it's just a moment. It's just for that call.
Was it around the time the, oh wait, we don't have a time, do we?
No, she was only, she had a record of the last three calls. That was all she had. No times, no dates.
Teleportation, that's called. It's seriously wrong. Oh no, that's weird. Yeah, I mean, does he have any, like, does he have any financial statements? Or
lying around?
Yeah, a bank statement or, you know, something like that.
Bank so you stationery? I just want to make this clear. Do you want to write? Do you want to do more than just doing a? Do you actually want to turn the place over, looking for stuff while the landlord is here?
I look at the innocent landlady. No.
He was like her burglar. Right?
I'm gonna kind of block out the rest of them and start talking to her about her medical conditions.
You want to try and distract her, maybe pull her out of the room, sort of thing?
Yeah, kind of. I'm kind of. I'm not trying to look like I'm distracting her. I'm just kind of standing in her way, and I'm taller than her, so I'm just kind of talking about it, giving her a card, telling her to tell us if she sees him again.
And tell you what, make me a empathy roll, because she's all about talking about her ailments.
Everybody is. Of a doctor. It's always free medical advice, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a one.
Okay. Well, actually, I'm giving you a bonus because old people always love talking about what's wrong with them, especially the doctor. So you get a long list of complaints from the bunions on her toes to the scratchiness in her throat, and, you know, of course, to make it a more private conversation, you take her out into the hallway and are getting a long list of ailments from her.
Yes. Time to do some searching.
Wait,
hey, so the report, doctor is right? Successfully distracted.
searching. So make that a twofer.
Okay.
Because of the big report works.
I start searching.
Mm-hmm. Four.
Everybody who's searching the room, give me an investigation roll.
Come on, so good. I hate dice. Two. Wait, no, I'm sorry. A one. We count zero as.
Yes. All right. Did anybody get better? Anybody get better?
No, I got a two. I got two.
I got a four.
Okay. Actually, what you find is his bank record book. You know, it's kind of like a checkbook, just a account balance, etc. But it, more importantly, it does tell which bank that he banks at and has his account number on it.
That's what I wanted.
And it's not got a huge amount of numbers. I mean, you know, he's making a decent living looking at the numbers that he's got coming and going, but it's not like he's incredibly wealthy.
Any funny numbers that don't seem to match with the rest of them?
Not really. It looks like the kind of work he does, it's like, it's either hot or cold. Like, he'll have months where he's got a lot of work, and, you know, he'll go a couple of months with only one or two, deposits, and then it'll pick up again.
Almost like he's a smuggler. Suspiciously, like he's a smuggler.
That sounds more like bishops work history.
Hey, I the make a decent living.
Okay, spends it all.
Yes,
the women are expensive.
I never pay for the women.
You never pay for your meals.
And Jameis, you said you got a really high number on your investigation.
Zero.
You got a zero. Did anybody get better than a four? Or a four or better?
Somebody got a four.
I got a four.
You got a four. Okay. You find a key amongst this stuff as well. And it's actually a very familiar type of key. It goes to a safety deposit box. All the banks have their logos stamped on them. So, I mean, you know when you see the key what it is.
Is this that bank that supposedly got robbed?
Oh, no. No, it's not.
It's a better bank. A bank where the employees don't rob anything.
It's a bank where not all of the employees want to rob the place.
It's a bank where the employees are competent enough to get away with it. Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
But I got a serious question. Who robs a bank that shows up the next day?
Well, I mean, if you put the money back, that's actually a decently smart thing to do. But...
Well... Yeah, the one guy who took out a loan.
Sorry, got myself on a tangent.
Okay, I guess I'm done here. Can we huddle together and discuss this for a second? All of us?
You hear from the hallway, and I'm getting these migraines, and my mouth is really dry in the morning. Yeah,
we need to rescue him.
Have a number first to find out where it goes to. Or we want to look it up elsewhere.
I would like to save Alexander.
He can handle worse.
Okay, let's save Alexander. I go out and save Alexander.
She's about to show you this mole on her back.
Like I'm not used to this anyway. Yes, if you need something.
Come with me if you want to live.
Listen, I think we have to go. Tell us if he shows up again. You could drop to my office if you really are concerned about that condition. Here's my card.
And you have the money.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you have your card. It's a very nice card, so it's obvious that it cost a lot of money.
The card's actually printed on like a £5 or $5 note.
It's one of those jerky cards. I've used those.
Anyway, so what is
do we actually think that Bob Sterling is anything more than a smuggler, and has anything to do with the people that have? I mean, it's the only kind of lead we got, but I mean,
okay. So what? Let's go over what we know, that the concrete that the people are trapped in is a somewhat military type like concrete.
Yes. He was called by a zeppelin.
He was called by a zeppelin.
But the concrete is used on naval ships and not zeppelins.
Yeah, but military naval ships.
Yeah, so I think the military naval is something to do with the people, but
and that would be the guild. So this is definitely a guild case.
Well, military is to do with the crown. The guilds don't have anything to do with the crowns.
Are we still on? Are we discussing this?
No, we dragged away from the lady. Okay. I dragged Alexander away from the lady.
You guys could be talking as you're leaving, however you want to do it.
Yeah, we're kind of talking as we're leaving.
Yeah, so. There's going to be a lead at the military, but that's different from the crown. That's the crown.
I don't know what sort of lead we'll get. At least they've got an ex-military ship.
3R? What? 3R?
Yeah. 3R is the company that's been keep cropping up all over the place. So the people.
Oh yeah.
Raymond doesn't know.
Yeah.
We haven't told Raymond anything.
Oh okay.
Yeah, I'm just and plus.
And I'm not.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate you not filling me in. This is like a flashback. Another game.
Drina had something she wanted to check out at the sanitarium. I know you guys are all willing to go back there. Do we want to go back there now and see if
a sanitarium?
Like Drina? Yeah.
Oh. I'm
Sanitarium?
Yeah, went back there.
Oh, yeah. Was that the case involving the Black Book?
No.
No. Well, it was involving amnesia striking people, so if you don't remember, that is understandable.
I wasn't there.
Neither. That's where we came across the Tillinghurst resonator.
Neither was I.
Well,
yeah, there is a safe in the good Dr. Klemp's office that we've discovered.
I do safe cracking for a small fee. If you have the legal rights to the safe.
We can get a search warrant for this place, right?
Yeah.
It's part of it.
Technically, it's still a crime scene, so you don't even need the warrant.
We were involved in it before, so we're still around.
Well, I'm not part of that case.
Well, we don't need your services.
We don't need another.
Okay, I don't. You don't have to use me to crack your safe.
All right.
We don't want you to. We don't want the safe cracked anyway. We want it opened.
Right. So to the safe.
I look at him. I just
give him a big smile, like I am enjoying this.
Yeah, I just do the what the F
yes.
Like.
So everyone piles into different cars and you're off to a place that is apparently, Nick, it is well fortified with large walls, iron gates that have a police line on the, or a police, a do not cross police thing on it, large padlock, and it seems that Drina and Bishop are heading towards a side entrance that looks like it's already been forced open.
He is an expert in the area.
Yes,
they left the side entrance open for us. Let's go over there.
I don't know what's happening. Stop this.
This
do
is
we
a
have
reference to a previous case we were working on, which to a piece of equipment from 3R, which may be associated with the equipment used in your case.
Okay, but do we have like police permission? Shouldn't there be an officer around here?
Guild operatives.
We flashed him the badges.
And this was a guild case?
Yep.
Oh, yes.
This was. Why does it say police and not guild over there?
Because
the guild don't seal it off and the guild investigated.
Okay, I'll go along with this so far.
That's a fairly common thing in the city, because that's what always happens. The guild involves and the police take it all off. The police are like the guards, and the guild are the ones that do the work.
Yes. Unless it's actual normal police work and doesn't involve the guilds. Then the police actually do all the work.
Oh, then I thought the police don't care because the police.
I'm just paid
by the guild. Actually.
Yeah, I'm just kind of surprised that there were guilds that were involved in the sanitarium. But okay.
So they will.
It was a very high class sanitarium that lots of people went to.
Yes, including guild people.
So we get to the room and. Our guys are showing the safe that's into the floor. It hasn't been disturbed. Your toothpick is still there, Alex.
Hooray.
Whoa, I couldn't hear that. What did he say? I couldn't hear.
Toothpick.
That's a fairly common thing in the city, because that's what always happens. The guild involves and the police take it all off. The police are like the guards, and the guild are the ones that do the work.
Yes. Unless it's actual normal police work and doesn't involve the guilds, then the police actually do all the work.
Oh, then I thought the police don't care because the police.
Yeah, I'm just kind of surprised that there were guilds that were involved in the sanitarium. But okay.
So they will.
It was a very high class sanitarium that lots of people went to.
Yes, including guild people.
So we get to the room and. Our guys are showing the safe that's into the floor. It hasn't been disturbed. Your toothpick is still there, Alex.
Hooray.
Whoa, I couldn't hear that. What did he say? I couldn't hear.
Toothpick. Yeah, to see if anyone would open the door after they had left. It's undisturbed.
Did they replace the toothpick when they left?
Dun, dun, dun.
let's not overthink this right now. Just open the safe.
Okay.
It's saw the safe has been messed with far before we thought to look at it, so.
I get my bag of tools and I look at the safe.
Sure. Give me a burglary roll.
Unless there's another person that here that's better at this than me.
You can go first. I call second.
Oh, what is this?
Every single time you get a minus one, what is it with you?
It's like giving John.
Are you sure you're hitting the right button?
Yes, there's a campaign D4 budge, right?
Yep. What's your total?
With the plus one I get from my thing, I got a three.
Oh, three. Okay, that's actually pretty good. It takes you a little bit of time, and sure enough, you get a click, and it opens.
I weep tears of joy that I'm actually competent at something for a change.
inside the concrete cylinder, you see a wax recording cylinder at the bottom and what looks to be a bound manual.
So inside the cylinder is a cylinder and a manual?
Yes, inside the cylinder is a cylinder.
Spray of acid on my face now?
No spray of acid. No green puff of gas.
For free, you beat the GM.
No, I didn't roll a three.
No, you got a three.
Don't speak such words of blasphemy. We roll a three? Okay.
Not rolling a minus four either, so.
Yeah, so you're doing better than the other guy.
Well, face it, we're all rolling like crap tonight, so, you know.
Okay, so I point to the, there's a manual and a cylinder. Blah.
I think the answers are all there in the manual.
I think this is the brainwashing cylinder that we were looking for, and I believe this is the manual trade I was looking for.
Brainwashing.
Yeah.
I suspect as much. I think to that weird brainwashing machine we had earlier.
Brainwashing machine?
All right, let's take a break here. We're 2 hours in. I want to start a new recording, and let's take a 5-minute break.
Okay.